Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today we're diving into something that's seriously impacting all of us, whether we like it or not, the effects of social media on our mental health. Ever scroll for Instagram and feel a little less than awesome? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives or get sucked into a never-ending loop of curated content? Yeah, me too. It's like that inner critic gets a megaphone and suddenly all your insecurities are front and center. But hold on. Before we throw our phones out the window, though, I wouldn't blame you. Let's unpack this whole social media thing and see how we can actually use it to boost our mental fortitude instead of letting it drag us down. First things first, social media isn't inherently bad. It can be a fantastic tool for connecting with loved ones, discovering new ideas, and even building communities around shared passions. But here's the catch: it's designed to be addictive. The constant notifications, the endless stream of content, the fear of missing out, FOMO, it all plays on our brain's reward system, keeping us glued to our screens. So how do we break free from this cycle? Number one, awareness. Realize that what you see online is often a highly curated version of reality. People tend to share their best moments, not their messy struggles. Remember, those perfectly posed pictures and seemingly flawless lives are carefully constructed for the gram. Don't let them fool you into thinking your life needs to look a certain way. Number two, intentionality. Before you scroll, ask yourself why. Are you seeking genuine connection? Inspiration? Information? Or are you just mindlessly scrolling to avoid boredom or difficult emotions? Once you understand your intention, you can curate your feed accordingly. And follow accounts that trigger negative feelings and prioritize those that uplift and inspire you. Number three, limit your time. Seriously, set boundaries. Use apps to track your usage and implement daily limits. Designate specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Remember, there's a whole world beyond your screen. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face, pursuing hobbies, and simply being present in a moment. Number four, focus on real life connections. Social media can be a great way to connect with people, but it shouldn't replace genuine human interaction. Make an effort to spend quality time with friends and family, engage in meaningful conversations, and build strong relationships offline. Remember, true connection comes from shared experiences and vulnerable moments, things you can't truly replicate online. And lastly, number five, be kind to yourself. We all struggle with social media sometimes. It's a constant battle against comparison, FOMO, and the pressure to present a perfect image. But remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Don't let social media define your self-worth. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and focus on cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself and the world around you. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed by social media. Maybe it was after scrolling through endless vacation photos or comparing your life to someone else's seemingly perfect highlight reel. Maybe it felt like everyone else was living their best life while you were stuck in a rut. But here's the thing. Those curated online personas don't always reflect reality. Behind every filtered photo and witty caption, there are real people facing their own challenges and insecurities. Remember that. So how can we use this knowledge to our advantage? Instead of comparing ourselves to others, let's focus on celebrating our own unique journeys. Instead of chasing perfection, let's embrace our imperfections. And instead of getting caught up in the endless scroll, let's consciously choose to invest our time and energy in things that truly matter, building meaningful connections, pursuing our passions, and living a life filled with purpose and joy. Ready to put this into action? This week, challenge yourself to be more intentional about your social media use. Set daily limits, curate your feed with positivity, and focus on engaging in real-life connections. Remember, you have the power to shape your online experience. Use it wisely. Keep that mental fortitude strong, everyone. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.